Okay. So part D on there, term of office. Okay, so this is good for discussion. Terms of office shall be 1 year beginning on March 1 and ending on the last day of February. So that would be in keeping with the idea that you nominate in January, you elect in February, and then the people elected assume their duties March 1. March. But then he said in parentheses, do we keep this 1 year or make it higher and stagger the term years? So we could say, for example, that when you're elected for 2 years, and we stagger it. So like 1 year you elect the president, and a different year you elect the new vice president, and they keep their thing for 2 years. So every year you're going to elect one or the other, but not both. The thinking there, I believe, on Jason's part is like you have more continuity in terms of who's on the board, that it's not changing everybody all at once. On the other hand, if people like whoever's in the position, they can always just re-elect them, and you have your continuity that way.
Mm-hmm. Is what the fire companies always did, the department voted for a department chief, and they were department chief for 2 years. And every 2 years they voted the new department chief. And then it altered from either company. One guy for 2 years would be from Reliance, and the next guy would be from Hope for 2 years. Mm-hmm. To make up the department, and that's how they did it. They held a 2-year office. But then their secretary and treasurers, they were, I think they might have been 3 years. But like you said, it does keep down, it keeps it more, you're not changing everybody all at once. So in this type of organization,
we only got 4 people though.
Yeah, we only got 4 officers.
Well,
it is not like it's
about 3 meetings back when Dave Runt was still president. Somebody proposed they create an emergency communications coordinator.
Right.
And somebody nominated me, and then everybody said yes. So I was officially elected.
Right.
So now that's not listed here as one of our 4 positions. Yeah, maybe that should be a.
That's like a committee, though.
I was going to say a committee chairman kind of thing or something like that would be the way to do it. I've often thought it'd be nice to just have like an MCOM team and just say, yeah, we're the MCOM team of PARA, and then we get people to just join that team kind of thing. Like, yeah, you can be an associate member of PARA, because it seems like in the community there's a lot of people that are just, their main concern is emergency communication. They're not really interested in talking to people in Australia on CW. They want to be able to talk to people.
Their next door neighbor.
5-10 miles away at the most, you know, so. But anyway, so... whether that should be an officer or part of the board of directors or just like a committee, I think probably makes more sense. Committee or team, however you want to describe it. But anyways, if somebody's, now again, would that be said? The way this spells it out, any kind of committees are appointed by the president.
By the president, yeah.
So you'd have the power currently as president. The president would have the power to say, okay, Jim, I want you to be emergency communications chairperson and start a committee and work on emergency communications.
You pick the chairman, and then the chairman picks his committee. It picks his team.
Yeah. And as I read this, I don't remember there's anything in there about needing to take that to a vote. That as a president, when you elect the president, you give him that power to appoint other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the question here is, do we just want to have 1 year terms? Or do you want to have overlapping longer terms?
I was fine with one. I mean, most everybody stays for more than one thing. But
yeah.
If you only do one, if you have an issue with somebody, at least you can get them out. You don't have to actually remove them from their office.
I see what you're saying.
Like say all of a sudden you can't be secretary for some reason, and you're not coming to meetings and stuff. Instead of us having to remove you from that office, fill it. It's election time anyway in 2 months or whatever.
Yeah.
We can just say, okay, we'll just elect somebody else to fill that position. So if you're doing it year to year, you're only going through a few months before you would have to replace.
I say keep it the 1 year term.
I agree with that.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Removal from office. Any officer may be removed from their position on the recommendation of the board of directors and confirmation by the voting membership. So if for any reason somebody's just screwing up, or just not doing
it. Yeah, screwing up or not doing it, or has a change in their life or something and they can't be here or whatever. I mean, who knows what the reason is. And I'm sure some of those reasons people would be willing to give up the position.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's not like it really hard to remove somebody. Yeah.
Okay, so everybody's cool with part E there?
Yep.
Okay, everybody's good. All right.